Israeli forces returned to the West Bank city of Nablus today, destroying a three-story building, killing two Palestinians and arresting a dozen others. An Israeli was killed, too. In Bethlehem, the standoff at the Church of the Nativity has entered its second month. Two shootouts and a fire occurred there yesterday. Despite Israel's decision to free Yasser Arafat from weeks of confinement in Ramallah, tensions remain high all across the West Bank. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Israelis and Palestinians are questioning where the conflict is headed next.
As Yasser Arafat surveyed the ruins of his Palestinian Authority infrastructure in Ramallah yesterday, Yaron Ezrahi at the Israel Democracy Institute reflected on the deal that ended the siege of the Palestinian leader. Under international pressure, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon dropped his demand for the extradition of six wanted Palestinians, and Arafat agreed to international supervision for their jail conditions. Ezrahi said while the accomplishments were small, the process was important.
The initiative that led to the release of Arafat actually generated political leverage, because the U.S. showed the Palestinians that it can move Sharon, and would like to show to the Israelis that it can deliver movements on the part of Arafat.
But taking advantage of this rare and probably brief opening will require Israelis to confront one fact many of them find unpleasant. Despite their government's best efforts to sideline him, Arafat remains not only relevant but central to any near-term peace effort, at least in the eyes of the international community. Analyst and Jerusalem Post columnist Gerald Steinberg says the first question many Israelis need the answer to is, has anything really changed?
We've been through 19 months of escalating violence and terrorism, a terrible month in which over 100 Israelis were killed, and that led to the largest Israeli military operation, certainly since the war in Lebanon. Now it seems to be over or on pause. Has something fundamentally changed? The broad Israeli consensus is that Arafat is beyond redemption, that he will resume leading terrorism and violence as a means to reach his ends, whatever those are, as soon as he has the opportunity.
Aides to Arafat say the Palestinian leader is expecting international pressure to prevent retaliatory attacks against Israelis, but his immediate priority will be finding a way to rebuild his shattered Palestinian authority. Speaking from Gaza, Arafat advisor Marwan Kanafani says discussions are now underway about how to make the new Palestinian governing structure better than the old.
We're going to start from scratch again, but we will have this part of the world organized under a central authority, and we're going to call for elections, and we're going to criticize some of our acts during the last 20 months, but we will prevail and prove to the world that we are worthy of being a nation and being an independent sovereign state.
But many in the Sharon government don't want Arafat to be part of any future scenario. Sharon's office yesterday said new evidence had emerged linking Arafat to a series of terrorist attacks. The evidence is claimed to have been extracted from suspects under interrogation. In what some Israeli politicians are calling a political disaster on the horizon, the Central Committee of Sharon's Likud party is set to vote on a resolution declaring that there will never be a Palestinian state between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean. Analyst Shmuel Toledano says this shows the chasm between those in power and the people they lead.
There's a huge difference between the ruling, the Knesset and the government, very extreme, very right, and the people of the state of Israel, wishing and wanting to have peace and are ready to pay the price of peace, most of them.
Toledano has been engaged in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict for 50 years. As deputy head of the Mossad intelligence service, an advisor to three prime ministers, and now as part of a group of senior security officials advocating unilateral separation from the Palestinians. He says in the current climate, the chances of an agreement are nil, and he's not impressed by President Bush's recent interest in the Middle East or what Toledano views as his gentle approach to Sharon.
Of course, the United States has to play a huge role. Until now, you are not doing what you should do. And if Bush is calling Sharon the peacemaker, so I don't know what. I don't want to insult your president.
For now, both Israelis and Palestinians will be watching the international community for signs of leadership that they find lacking at home. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.